Hello, hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to this another episode of the Listen Boys and Girls podcast. It's me, Donna Gales, and I am your teacher's aide in this classroom of life and chief storyteller here at the Listen Boys and Girls podcast. It is Freedom Friday, and I am so thankful for another opportunity to be with you. You could be anywhere, and I am aware of that. And so I'm very thankful for the opportunity to connect with you. Connection is so important, and I do not take it lightly that you choose to connect with me. This is my little piece of the world. This is my opportunity to share with you the journey that I am on, not suggesting that it is better or worse than anyone else's, but that it is filled with lessons that you don't have to learn on your own, filled with opportunities for me to share with you what I've already learned so that you don't have to go through the pain of learning it yourself. You can just glean the lessons from the experience and skip that one. Of course, everything is not for everyone, and we know that. And so I encourage you to be open-minded and have an open space in your life to glean what is best for you. Pick it up and put it in your toolkit. What isn't for you, just leave it there. Somebody else will pick it up because it will be for them. I know that there are no accidents, there are no coincidences, and I know that there is divine orchestration to bring us to the places, to bring us in receipt of the things that we should have for the rest of our journey. And so I'm thankful to be a part of that for you. If you're here today, it's because you're supposed to be. And I am thankful. Well, again, it's Freedom Friday, and that's pretty much my theme for this season. Freedom, 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 freedom. It's so important, and yet we take it for granted. And I think that is one of our major missteps. Today is February 23rd, and the next Friday that we connect will be the first Friday of a new month. And that month is March. But before we get there, before we get to the command to march, I want to talk about this very special time, this very special year. That's right. It is a leap year. I remember, if you all can recall, I talked about my kindergarten teacher who taught us this song about the calendar months, but Miss Handshoe, let us be reminded that leap year only comes once every 4 years. The end of the song says leap year coming once in four. February then has one day more. And so I've never forgotten that. And so whenever it's a leap year, that song always plays in my head. It's amazing how things are cemented in our experiences. But I said that to say that this is a leap year, and next Thursday is February 29th, which is the extra day, the bonus day. And it's a Thursday, which is a thankful Thursday. And so I am encouraging you today on this Freedom Friday to release yourself from the boundary of fear. We talk about it so much, not to give it power, but to be reminded that fear should have no power over us. And as we experience this leap year, I encourage you, as I encourage myself, to do something different this year. Not something that you've never thought about before necessarily, but that too, if you have opportunity to do so. But what I am focused on for myself and encourage you to focus on for yourself as well is the thing that you have had in your heart to do, but fear on some level has stopped you from doing it. Fear on some level has stunted your growth in this area. Fear, for some reason, some fallacy, some lie of the enemy has been resonating with you in such a way that it stopped you from moving forward. Just a reminder that the word leap has several
several meanings. And from the definitions, it has the same theme. And so as a verb, leap means to jump or spring a long way to a great height or with great force, to move quickly and suddenly, jump across or over, make a sudden rush to do something, act eagerly and suddenly, accept eagerly, increase dramatically, be conspicuous and stand out. As a noun, it reminds us that a leap is a forceful jump or a quick movement, as in she came downstairs in a series of flying leaps, or a dramatic increase in price, such as a leap of 75% in 2 years. A sudden, abrupt change or transition, as in it doesn't take a great leap of imagination to recognize that you have held an important leadership role. And finally, a thing to be leaped over or from, as in lover's leap. So as we consider what the word means and where we all are, I believe it is important to identify this is the time for the leap. This is the time to suddenly, dramatically increase. It's time to jump over that hurdle of fear. It's time to make a sudden rush to do that thing that's in your heart to do. It's there for a reason. It's time to be conspicuous and stand out with your gifts. It's time to spring a long way, jump to a great height with great force to make great impact, because it's time. A leap year only comes every 4 years. What is it that happened? That idea, that thing that came to mind 4 years ago, or in between last leap and this leap? What are those things that were in your heart and mind to do? What were the things that came to the creativity of your thoughts? What are the things that are in your spirit that won't let you rest? What are the things that you know you should be doing or should have done already? It's time to increase dramatically. It's time for that forceful jump and quick movement. We don't have time to waste, because that thing that you were supposed to do is still waiting for you to do it. There are outcomes associated with your obedience in the leap. If you were looking for a sign, this is it. The year is moving rapidly, but it is a year of leap. It is a year of faith increasing. It is a year of taking the step to move out differently. One of the most impactful definitions, or the thing that stuck in my mind the most when I looked at the definitions, was a forceful jump or quick movement, dramatic increase, or sudden or abrupt change or transition. This is a year of transition. This is a year of transparency. This is a year of believing bigger. This is a year of getting closer to the Creator so that we align differently with what He has for us. We have no idea the blessing that is available to us through the obedience that is being requested, not just financially, not just mentally, not just physically, not just spiritually, but entirely. There is a plan that is designed specifically for your life, your gift, your talents, your faith, your leap. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? It's time for you and I won't let myself off the hook, It's time for us to leap in ways that we did not anticipate. We didn't anticipate them because fear has whispered far too long lies that have convinced us that we should not move, that we should not do the thing. This is the year for the leap. This is the year to make a sudden rush to do something. Act eagerly and suddenly with the gifts that you have been given to be a blessing to this time and season of life. You are here for a reason. You were created with destiny and purpose in mind. There is an opportunity for you to shine in ways that you have never done before if you just take the leap. I mean, it's a perfect time, isn't it? Leap year? Come on. Come on. Come on. It's such a good time for a great leap, right? And I am not just talking to you. I am talking to myself and allowing you to witness that it is time to free ourselves from the thought that it won't work, from the thought that it's not good enough, from the thought that it won't make a difference. Free yourself from the thought that the thing you have is nothing special. Oh, it's special. It's uniquely yours. It's your giftedness and your blessing to the world. Oh, it's special. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It is something that God Himself gave you as His child, as His creation, as His part of the plan of creation. You were designed. There was no accident, no coincidence, no, what will we do with this one or that one? Oh, no. You were created with the design in mind and a purpose and a path. And this is the time to make that dramatic movement forward. This is the time to jump and spring into action, to go a long way with great height, great force, great distance, and great impact. I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. But more than saying it, it's time to do it. There's so much more for you in 2024. So much more in 2024. But it is going to require that leap of faith. Before this month is over, determine that one thing. And it could be a lot of things, but just determine the one thing that has been on your heart to do that will change your entire life. There's one thing. There's absolutely one thing that God is saying, this is time. This is the time. It's beyond the time, but this is the window. This is the season of blessing. This is the season of miraculous doing. This is the season of honoring the leap of faith. Oh, boys and girls, let me tell you that there is so much more in 2024. And all it takes is for us to move quickly and suddenly, to jump across and over the fear that has held us back. Once we get on the other side of the fear, once we've allowed that leap to propel us beyond our limitations. Oh boy, oh girl. Understand this. There is a whole new experience on the other side of the leap of faith. I'm going to do it. I hope I see you over there. More than hoping, I'm praying that you will take this time to listen for the instruction and that you too will make the leap. I promise you, as I've said before, if you listen, boys and girls, it just might change your world. And I promise you, it's changing mine. Oh my goodness, it's such the time to shine. The leap will allow us to illuminate the sky with the movement and shine even brighter evermore. Listen, boys and girls, I am excited for you. I am excited for me because this leap of faith year is just what we need to get where we need to go. And I will see you there. But until the next time, remember to shine and don't you dare let anyone tell you not to. Again, next Thursday is your leap of faith year resolution. Write it down. Make it happen. See you next month. Bye.